This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. From the New York Federal Reserve this week, this item, the latest quarterly report on household debt. There is a lot of it. $14 trillion, the 22nd consecutive quarter of rising household debt in this country. One thing the Fed likes to keep an eye on is the number of people in what is called serious delinquency, 90 days past due on a bill. And in this economy, unemployment at historic lows, the longest expansion ever going on, two-thirds of past due debt falls into that serious delinquency category. Marketplace's Mario Segura looks at why that 90-day mark is so important.
A lot of people have paid a bill a month late.
At 30 days, it's a mistake. It's an oops. They were on vacation. They misplaced the bill.
But Chi-Chi Wu at the National Consumer Law Center says when you're 60 or 90 days late,
someone's in serious trouble. This is someone who's lost their job, got sick, they don't have the funds to pay.
And it's hard for people who owe several months' worth of loan payments to dig themselves out of this hole.
A bunch of late fees have piled on the previous month's payments, and so now you're looking at a much larger payment that you have to make.
So the 90-day mark has become a rule of thumb for lenders. Greg McBride is chief financial analyst at Bankrate.com.
By the time you get to the three-month mark, the chance that I'm going to pay you is, almost nil. So at that point, financial institutions are having to significantly write down the value of that particular asset, that loan.
90 days can be a turning point for mortgages in particular. Joanne Needleman, an attorney at Clark Hill, says when people are 3 months late on their mortgage payments,
that is a triggering kind of benchmark to start then doing outreach to consumers for possible loan modification.
It's also when banks start ramping up their foreclosure threats. I'm Marielle Segura for Marketplace.